Okay, so it's my turn to be completely ignorant about something you've recently seen. So you've said you'd seen Logan. I haven't. I'm curious. Yes. I am actually genuinely curious because it sounded like it might be depressing. But your turn.
Well, yeah. Parts of it are depressing. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's set in 2029, I think. So nearish future. Wolverine, well, Logan and Professor X are old and decrepit, pretty much.
She's not supposed to age.
No, there is a very good explanation for that, though. There is actually an I had issues with that, too. Like, he's not supposed to, but there was a really good explanation for that one, which I don't know that we want to say without being a giant spoiler.
But there is a justification.
There's a very, very
because
good...
Because my understanding was he doesn't age.
No, he doesn't. But there's a good reason for it. Makes perfect sense. So
and he's on
out.
A bit of a bender too, so he's drinking a bit too much.
Well, he's drinking for pain relief, basically. And they're hanging out sort of across the Mexican border in an old ruin kind of thing. Because Charles Xavier's brain's, possibly he's got Alzheimer's.
Short-circuiting or something and doing nasty things to the rest
and
of the world.
Sending out quite hideous effects to the other people. So they've got him locked in an old silo, basically.
Which makes a lot of sense, really.
And they're going along like that in the hope of, you know, buying a ship and floating off so no one can find them when a mutant child appears, which is interesting because apparently there aren't any new mutants being born. And I'm not entirely sure why, though I did read some reading, apparently it's something to do with Scarlet Witch having done something.
That's about Scarlet Witch story.
Yeah, it's not mentioned in the movie, but apparently, I did some other reading on it, it's to do with something Scarlet Witch has done at some point.
Yes, in the Marvel Universe, Scarlet Witch at one point basically did witchy things that just stopped mutants being born.
On purpose? Accidentally?
I don't know.
Anyway.
On purpose, I presume.
Anyway, mutant child appears. People are chasing mutant child, people from Logan's past, and it's a road movie between two crotchety old guys who have basically become family for each other, trying to rescue the young child while being crotchety and old and not entirely.
They basically promised her dying mother that they would take her to the Canadian border.
Sort of mother, kind of. Yes. Vaguely like that, yeah.
To this special location that's safe.
Mm.
Of course, Logan gets a bit upset when he realises that this whole location is actually a comic book story in one of the Wolverine comics.
Yeah.
And he reckons, well, it doesn't really exist, so what's the point?
Mm. So it's badness, basically. People are doing bad things with the poor mutant children. As they have done in the universe at different points of time.
And this paramilitary organisation is chasing them.
Yep.
Because the child escaped from some kind of...
Facility where they're doing bad things to mutant children.
Where they were creating mutant children or something.
Yes. That does leave me with a really weird question I have to say about this. In that they've covered her bones in adamantium like they did with him. And isn't she going to grow? Adamantium doesn't grow. I have an issue about that, but we'll link that.
Yeah, there's one thing about the whole film that is an issue to me, and that is the fact that the young girl who would be 14?
No, not even
most,
that young.
10, 12, whatever.
Yeah, 10 to 12.
Is incredibly vicious as a fighter.
Yes.
I mean, she's happily killing people left, right and centre.
But it's what she
like
was raised
ripping,
to do.
Ripping heads off. Well, yeah, but it's still disquieting, to say the least.
Yes.
Now, I understand Wolverine is disquieting.
Yes.
But this is a young kid, and you think, well, where does she pick up those skills and that attitude?
Again, it's exactly what... That's the reason that they're raising these mutant children. They are raising them as their own private army to go off and kill things. I'm not saying it's not disquieting, but I understand where she gets the skills from, because that's exactly what they're training them to do.
It's basically a long road movie, and it's quite moving.
There's
some good bits in it.
Just for Adam's benefit, people die.
Yeah.
I heard it may not I don't want to see a depressing movie.
I don't know that it is depressing. It's the last movie that Hugh Jackman's going to do Wolverine, apparently. It's apparently Patrick Stewart's last outing
as
Professor X. It's a fitting send-off for them, I think. Maybe not for Professor X, but Wolverine, it's a fitting send-off for him. And, yeah, it has superhero-y bits and effects, but it's not just that. It has a lot more to it, I think. Yeah.
So it works reasonably well as a movie.
I thought it was a largely fitting send-off. It's not entirely a superhero movie and it's R-rated.
Well, it wasn't as silly as the last X-Men movie.
No, definitely not. And it's very dark, which is what Wolverine always was in the comics and isn't necessarily seen as that dark in the series because they're never R-rated.